you have to say.
Thank you. Good morning. Can you hear me? Well, before I get started, if you're real quiet, now my hearing is shot, but can you hear that? That's a new playground going in. Praise God. And if you could have just been here last night with well over 200 kids, we're talking 300 with all the volunteers of youth and youth workers here last night, just tearing it up in the gym. And to hear all those kids, hosted by the FCA, wonderful organization, and to hear all those kids professing their faith was just an amazing thing to me. So again, my name is Lloyd, Lloyd Moon. Is anyone else enjoying these studies? You know, I remember the Draw the Circle study with Mark Batterson, and I just love the material, and I love the drawing closer to God. But really, to be honest, I enjoy the church, because we get all these different services coming together as a church to study and to praise God. So that means a lot to me, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Let me open us in prayer. Lord, I pray these words I speak this morning to glorify you. We declare our dependence on you, Lord. We pray for your spirit to be here with us this morning. We ask for your discernment in our walk with you. We ask for your guidance in where we should be to serve you this day. I know I'm a work in progress, Lord. I thank you for your patience and love in my life and with my family. I thank you for your continued overwatch and protection of me, my family, and this church. In the face of the danger that lurks, I surrender all to you. Lima Mike. So, we're on day 15 in our 21 Days of Awakening study. And in this portion today of the study, Stovall Weem talks about the power of Jesus' word and the power of our spoken word in prayer. Weems talks about how fasting and prayer, when you combine them, are so powerful together, creating this chain reaction that he describes as agreement, alignment, and assignment. When we come into agreement with God, we are aligned with his perfect will, and then we begin our assignment, our purpose for him, for God's glory. So let's go to the Word of God, which is really the will of God. In reading of Luke chapter 11, I read first about how Jesus teaches us to pray the Lord's Prayer, to draw closer to him in agreement. But I also read in Luke chapter 11 about all this friction between Jesus and the Pharisees, who are clearly not in agreement or alignment with Jesus. I see personal battles and battles within God's church. I would equate this to a danger close situation. And some of you know what I'm talking about, but let me explain. I still work out at Hurlburt as a contract instructor. I guess I can't get away from the place. And I maintain contact with men and women who are still fighting our nation's battles overseas. We send small teams of warriors out into combat situations. These teams know they have a tremendous overwatch over them of aircraft ready to defend and protect on a moment's notice. They simply have to call above for support and their request is answered. Sometimes these small teams run into overwhelming situations where the enemy has descended upon them in great numbers and the team is about to be overrun and killed. When faced with an enemy very close to them, and I'm talking the distance from here to the doors of our church, much too close for any normal overwatch support, the team declares danger close and asks for help anyways, knowing the danger. It's such a critical situation that when they call above for help, they give their permission in the form of initials, their own initials. Spiritually, I can relate to danger close in my life. Can you? Things of this world that try to pull me away from my faith walk, away from agreement, alignment, and assignment with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Deeply personal, an eternal life and death situation. In Luke chapter 11, I see Jesus teaching his disciples how to deal with danger close situations, situations with eternal life and death consequences. Jesus teaches how to pray, to surrender completely to God, giving him complete and utter permission in our life, regardless of the dangers. In each of these, prayer, our spoken word to God, our overwatch, is critical, life-saving. We've talked a lot about prayer in this study. Terry Brown talked about personalizing the scripture, and as well as Ron Garriga on Sunday. Since November of last year, when Sandy and I had the opportunity to reunion with our 30-year Bible Clark Air Base Bible study gang, what a blessing that was. God has put on my heart this personalizing of prayer. To give my initials at the end of a prayer when I feel spiritual danger close situations. To surrender completely to my Savior Jesus Christ, regardless of the danger. And so I give it all to him. Maybe this will open your prayer life too in this time of awakening. Praise God. Lord, I give it all to you. Lee Mike. Amen.